Head over to the livestock side. Are we seeing some continued short covering in these cattle, and how long is it going to last?
Well, I think for the most part, the cattle have been down every day this week except for today. Now, today we started out a little bit lower and then managed, now at least for right now, worked ourselves back to the plus side here, 30 to 50 cents. But still, it's going to have its work cut out for us here. I think we've got a cattle on feed report this afternoon. The trade anticipating placements to be about 92-93% of a year ago. Should be a little on the light side. Maybe gives us a little bit of a boost in here for right now. But we're kind of in that era of time frame when we start seeing the cash market still being kind of weak. You know, typically it's always kind of a weaker market as we go into this July and August time frame, and then maybe try to put some low in at that juncture. But I think overall, in the big scope of things, there's going to be a lot of red meat down the in the coolers here for months to come, just because of burdensome supply of pork and probably now burdensome supplies of poultry coming down the pipeline.
You mentioned pork. What about these triple-digit losses we're seeing today?
Oh, yeah, it's just a market that looked earlier this week here, even as early as or late as yesterday, that we were possibly putting in some type of a bottom here and maybe get something a little bit better, and had the rug pulled right out from underneath us last night with a cutouts dropping down $1.50. Movement has not been very good this week, and today we just started out lower, and we just have continued to sink lower here now in, like you say, the 140 to 170 lower on the hog futures, and right now we're getting very close to testing the previous lows made back in that February time frame. So the chart action returned from almost looking, although maybe a little constructive, to completely looking very bearish.